That's from Rashi, presumably Rashi's source, if you have something earlier over here. So the Malbim, commentary on that, because the novel is flawed a little bit by why you have a double language on both, and that's some sort of special edit. But over here, the really daytime starts with dawn. That's true by all things. He says, well, maybe the extra boker is because, as mentioned, this shita is going aliva, the certain shita gaman brachas tavchet. Okay? This is always the shita bekita. Okay, that's why. And that's what Rashi is going on, and that's what the is going on. A different shita. What's going on? What's here first? So let's talk about it together. What's that? Brachas ches omepe. Tanya. From Shiva Yechai Omer, famous for Omer Shadam Korek Yishma, stay on the life. It could happen that a person reads Yishma twice when it's dark out, when it's nightlife, and it'll be Yotze, two different Yishma. Achas Korek Shalom, and Shadam Achas one right before dawn, and once he read Yishma within 3 minutes of each one. Once right before dawn, once after dawn. The Yotze, the Hendi Dei Chavos, Achas Shalom, Achas Shalom. Okay, and the Yotze with one, the nighttime Yishma, the evening Yishma, and one, the daytime Yishma. Jesus said in the case for the guy who read Yishma twice at night. The Alma, apparently. Apparently, after dawn, it's still considered night. He said he read it at night, right? The other time, then you said, Yosef, and then you say to me, Yosef, the guy Yosef, the Yishma by day. The Alma, you love only after dawn, it's still on the same time. But which is it? Really, it's night. After dawn, it's considered night time. Okay, it's not considered daytime for summer. And the dawn is considered, as Rashi says, Lailo ad hametachama, until the rising. So the daytime begins with the rising of the sun. Really, halachically, says the Gemara is called night after dawn. Okay? The hard to correlate on why can we go to the Kriyishma day? Why? Because it's a matter of Kriyishma. It's not a matter of day and night, it's a matter of the shokla of kumecha, right? When people rise. So, ikainchi the kanyu ba'ishai. At dawn, there are enough people who get up already at that hour. So for that person, I don't have to count that. Okay? So therefore, that's all of it. So really, it's nighttime. But since people get up, it's already cold enough. The kumecha, then it's okay for kriyishma. So Tosus, as Rashi said, kavi v'hishma day, hilchos man kriyishma, the yomu, right? The kavi kriyishma, kumecha, what kind of people get up? Now Tosus says, therefore, Tosus then brought the step up a few months ago,
it
doesn't go by you. Apparently, it's common. That was common enough. You personally get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and say, well, but that's not good. Okay? Now, Tosus there says, didn't want the Lola or one source plan. She could have turned out a bigger thing. Could have had that the guy read Kishma twice after dawn. And the okay. Both the morning spot and the evening spot. Because, again, it's really nighttime, but since people get up early. And I figure it is all right. The Tosfos says the Yeshalom by the Hakam Alo Olam Lailahu Bishar Mitzvahs Dinan Bahu Yom Kemosuun Sif. What the Gemara means to say is that it's considered nighttime with regard to other mitzvahs like Tefillin, other daytime mitzvahs, Tefillin, Sifis, either daytime mitzvahs. So for that purpose, after dawn, the night. Of Agave Kriyashma says Tosfos. Well, but Kriyashma is not after dawn. It's not nighttime. Kriyashma. That's why the Gemara has to say. The guy read it once right before dawn and once right after dawn. Because once it's dawn and it's on for kumecha, you can't call it night. It's part of being quite calling it night. It's more when it's night for other men. Okay? But for Kriyashma, people are getting up at that hour. It's not called manchiva, so you can't be the Kriyashma's shuffle for it. Okay? Okay. Then the Tosu mentioned the other one. That's funny, everybody. She got to get back that. Now, the problem is, again, this focus seems to be against that. It's like Rashi in a way, because in our parsha, it's against that Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah Megillah says you can be open for Tefillah, you can be open at daytime Megillah reading, already after dawn. And this Tosfos says after dawn is still considered nighttime for everything but Kriyashma, right? But it's still considered nighttime. Not only that, but it's against an earlier Gemara process enough to eat the base, based on a Pasuk in Chesed. Look at, for example, Chesed Paragel, Pasuk says, well, that's the language of the Pasuk. The Chemit from Alos HaShachar dawn until Seisakov, night. So, right? The next Pasuk says, Gambayom HaYisahi, Amarki, etc., etc., and it says, V'hoyo lono halayla mishmur hayom malacha. The very next Pasuk calls that the same activity, calls it Laila and Yom. It's implying that, mentioned the previous Pasuk, that Alos HaShachar, Seisakov, is already called Yom. And that's like the mission of Gemara. And I like that. So he's ready after dawn. He's ready close dawn. And the Gemara brought this on base on day. He says, I'm going to be Sheikh Raya was over there. Not exactly a Raya. It wasn't a Kibbechendi, you know. But and there they're talking at the end of the day, nightfall. So the Gemara quotes that passage. Okay? And the Gemara says, so he says, I think the Rebbe is, okay, that already the nightfall is after the Kibbechendi. And they died. Is after those Shabbat, right? So that's what appears from that Gemara. So it's a little bit against Tosas. So most of the Rishonim disagree with Tosas. Most of the regular Rishonim disagree with that. So again, what Tosas says, summarize, so the Gemara says that after dawn is called night. That's a big Kiddush. I mean, after dawn is still halakhically night until sunrise. Okay? Not like Rashi said. Rashi said after dawn is already daytime, just so we're not always exactly sure how to pinpoint what exact time. It's dawn, so therefore we wait for the Chatzila, we wait for all mitzvahs, the Tzvila, the particular reading, other daytime mitzvahs, we wait until sunrise, but we're not sure. So we have a safe side, we wait until sunrise, then it's a short day. And that's why Rashi said, you know, before that it's a soft day, so to speak. Okay? And what's interesting is, just as a side point, we have this, we know about the soft day on the other end of the day, right? The Pein HaShmoshes time, and after the sunset, before the stars come out, there's the Pein HaShmoshes, which is Sopek Yom, Sopek Vayom. We don't see directly a parallel by that in the morning, that we should. Now, a lot of discussion should see the same, you know, same topic. You know, there's no Pein HaShmoshes in the morning. You know, there's no direct parallel. Without a thinking, there's Rashi sitting at it. Rashi says that, because there is, it's a topic. Really, the daytime begins when the sun is on. We don't know exactly what time it is, so we wait for sun. But Tosas seems to disagree. Most of the Rishonim don't learn like Tosas. The Chidush HaRashba there in Brothers Pes and Beis, we ask the Hoki Garcina. He says that it's nighttime and so on, and he quotes, what do you mean it's nighttime? So it says that Kamar Brochus from the Sreb Habeit says that after Alos is already daytime, it's Pasuk in the Chemiah, that after dawn is already daytime. Elandir Lefarish, second paragraph 13, he's having a name as follows, the Kula the Kriya Shema Koma, meaning Kloma Laila Hulin in Kriya, Lo Amar Rahman of a folk from Arabi Nama Bayom Laila, El Vashok Koma. He says that again, precisely because by Kriya Shema, it's not called morning and evening, it's not called day and night, it's called Shachal Chalchamel. Okay, so therefore, for Kriya Shema purposes, all right, there we can say that since most people are still sleeping at dawn, okay, he says, Rubavi and Shigano Adayim, Shigano Adayim Lailo, which Gemara means it's still called night, meaning it's already day with regard to other mitzvahs, like the Mishnah Megillah, for Megillah during the day, for Brismila, at least for the Evid, it's already daytime. What the Gemara means by calling it night is for Kriya Shema purposes, like it's those people are not just sleeping then. Okay? So why do you say the Kriya of the day at that hour? Because you can test it, see the comment, there are people who get up, and not just one or two, someone comes and people get up. Okay, a lot there is Miku, a lot of Skolas, Kimo, and Sosani, and that's enough. You have to figure out why did they discuss it, why did they give the figure of Chiddush? Okay, but anyway, that's the rush ball. The rush over there brought us also a pair of palace to the test. Says the Olam Lailahu perish much. The Lashma Olam Nikra Lailah. People call after dawn. The average person still calls it nighttime. So we say Lailahu Heir Hayom. It's not light out there. Dawn, you know, you see on the horizon. So yes, the average person still saying it's still nighttime. This is not light out. Okay? The Alpha for Yeshu Chashu Yom Lechol Osman Shemitah Tayom. But it is considered daytime for all the daytime messages. Did he have it? It's Milah. It's Milah. Can easily fall. It's Milah. Okay? The Chatzila, you shouldn't do Mikra Megillah, have a grist before sunrise. This looks like nighttime. Again, it looks like that Rashi. Then we might, you know, just in case. And as far as Kriya Shema Lailahu, the Shmirov Omer, the nighttime Kriya Shema, you can even read it after that hour because the first was Omer. But since people get up, you can also see the day. So the Rabban also has the sheet like that. Most people are against them. Okay. But so far, two sheets. Okay. According to Rashi, and look at the Rosh, and say like that also. Daytime begins at dawn. And I'm sorry, daytime begins at dawn. But you shouldn't really do the mitzvah today until sunrise because it still looks like night and smells like night. So most people call it night. You shouldn't. Kriya Shema is an exception because of Shabbat. But according corner telescope. No, it's really, but it's still nighttime when you go to mid. As a side point, the Shinoid Hank is picked up. There's a Mishnah in Cuba, all that now. Mishnah says that they would have a whole ceremony to make the Mikdash point. How about the Ham Hamamuna? There'd be one guy, the MC, who'd be in charge and say, so, or go, or he begins Nashita. Go see if it's time to shech the daily carbon or not. And if he is that a scout, what are you, a watchman, you know, guy, look out. He would get up on the top and look, and he said, in a year, a row of our fire guy would announce, and he would announce, hey, or pay for a visit, not sure. Tell him, they would ask him, you see the Eastern style over the cover of year, the whole ceremony. And she says, Mama, who's so tough? Shepam Atas, all over war, all over. It's currently one time, and they said, make the ship. Boom, I guess it was a bright, what it called now, supermoon. It's fun. There's a blue moon there, or a blood moon, or something like that. Yeah. Well, but it's there, a combination of the all three things. I think they have a rare moon, twice in a lunar month, and it's on a farm, whatever the science is. So apparently it was some kind of thing like that, so people thought, and it makes an interesting thought to the sunrise. They got mixed up, okay, and Dimu Shehirim is up before it's getting light out. The Shach was not Tommy, they shafted the carbon summit, and they realized it was a mistake. Well, the Dimu made a mistake, but that's a burn of the carbon. So it's a mistake, can't happen. Okay. Now, what's that? That's the question. Pretty early on. I was wondering about that myself. I really was. The other side, right. It's a little bit of formal.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I don't.
Okay, but anyway, that's the bottom line. You get mixed up every point. That's the emergency. Okay. Now, it's interesting because I think there's a third sheet regarding, again, point to Rashi and perhaps because dawn is the beginning of the day, but we're not sure, so therefore we're going to start. The Rambam seems to have a strong position of we're not sure. Yeah, Bibi Abed, you can do things at dawn. He doesn't argue with you. You know, the book of the rank life is around the rabbit rank. It's Parish of Mishnah Megillah, not Mishnah Megillah. Eric put Bay's Mishnah Dal 8. Rabbit rank, no, he's a Chashavar, the Yom, and Arosa Shachar. We count day, day begins with Arosa Shachar dawn. So we should have our Ezra, that's the plus of Ezra. They have shown that Ezra has one state. That's what he's doing. That's more often, that's more day. That's what he wants to say. Sometimes the fourth post is the last. Anyway, he quotes that post because he's more close on base of base. But he says, this is the second line there, the whole devil is over the also the shot has hot. I will khatkhila akhare alos ashemesh. Get away till the sun comes out. That was the khatkhila, right? So he says, but yeah, but he doesn't really say it's been stuff. Same thing, look at Hitler's feel of her out of the head. Ain't mal of the olam of the yom akhar alos ashemesh. Speak slowly. You don't do a bris until after the sun rises. They have a mashmini, whether it's a bris on the 8th day, which is Ismana, they show this mana. Okay, fine, whatever. He says, Mol, the life of the Shah, but a Shachar kosher. If you did, it sounds like it's not really a, it's a mini Abed, and you can't argue the fact that Mishnah says it's good, but really, it's not because of stomach. That's the weird piece. The same thing around the hill was Paraduma, where good Allah, Allah, Allah. My father talks about that. But he also mentioned that Mishnah. Because all of these things all these things you don't do ad shetaneh tachal until the sun rises. He's a mishal, a shachar, he's a sprinkling. Yeah, this is the pattern. So it's kosher and so on. Really shouldn't do it. So, and that's how much the fine stands the rabbi. One, two, it's kosher. You're there, he's out. Hey, I'll yosef mashal and he's like, to be the right to him with a tachal. That was according to Rashi, it's not the Rabbanah. So really, the day begins at dawn. You know, right? So, but because we're not sure, the Rabbanah said, wait till summer. Okay? And okay, the Diabet, and he said, "Behind Masha Rabbi, he spoke to the Rabbi." The Rabbi wants to talk to the Rabbi. The Rabbi quoted it. So, Bezah, he was a Hatkila, Mark Acharos Hashem, Diabet Kosher, Philo Kosher, Shubhra Bottom. the Messiah and the Rambam didn't say like Rashi. So really, there are two different sheets. One is the way they write it. According to Rashi, and many of the Shonen, Norman is really the right that Norman begins to say. But because we're not sure, the Rambam say wait for the day to have it still sunrise. Okay? Then you have Tosfos who said that after Norman still considered nighttime. Okay? Then you have the Rambam who says, well, really, I thought like Tosfos in a way, really, it's not till sunrise. The right, well, it's in the evidence, it's okay early. There is also a Rashi, it's interesting in that case. I don't know. I get that. There is a mission in Titus who said that they get quite a long mission. Also, the following case. But it was a fair thing. Because this issue of whether they begin to dawn or at sunrise, okay, so many people. Okay, again, for daytime tips, you want to a little early. For nighttime tips, you stuck and want to late. Right? Let's say fast day. What a fast day. The daytime is out. The daytime is. So the mission of time is talking about the fast terrain. What happens? Well, they start off the fast, and then it begins to fast into rain. Which is a whole problem. I don't say it's fast. I don't say it's fast. When I was there, it didn't matter which was the Stavon Festival, because I did some of the people, I was just a level set.
This is the right.
Anyway, so right with the issue, as those we know, so what happens is they were fasting, and some of the fast, as the situation is more severe, of the night before it. They were fasting, and then suddenly before sunrise, started to rain. To finish the mission, Lo Yashlimo. You have to finish the fast. The Rashi says, well, I don't have to make Rashi should be on a mission, but he misses later. Well, I'll have to say. 23. Zakati lo chal alai or tainus. The tainus doesn't really begin before sunrise. As the Rashi, that is against, you know, that's more like the Rambam will say, okay, or something more like Tosfos say, not like the Rashi that we had, but he says that the fast doesn't begin. It's an interesting tshuva about the following situation. Come up. Okay, the Rav Kali and Tshuva Shai Kali, there's some time and back down this party post of many shy. The Tshuva is Rav Kali, Kali Kimmel, or a time from the month of Dallas. Imagine the case. Ruve Nodo is not a from what we're thinking that is a fair. And lo and behold, we forgot. The Shosha Kavo had a cup of coffee. Okay? Koda makes a hum. He got up early and had a cup of coffee. They called me. Okay, so what's the story? In eBay, Tiny Polo, is that it? It's done. He's got to make up another day. There's a cup of coffee doing the pilot. So he says, the children, he says, Dover Zeh Hokkagar Chikre Leib. He quotes another great Tiny Polo, Chikre Leib. Having children at home, but it's not in the spirit. He quotes, he says, based on this tomorrow, Bokkagar. He says, you know, the two times of Kriyashma and so on. He says, based on all that, it looks like in the Tosus, in the Gemara, it looks like until sunrise, but since there's light, so he was always planning to fast next day. This cup of coffee at that hour didn't disturb anything because it was like nighttime. Okay, so it wasn't a problem. On the other hand, then he closed on that a little bit, it's not look up, and he was bothered by this rush. Okay, so, it's a possible way to learn it. And he brings the Menesh Chai himself, but I'm going to bring the different right. Based on another Gemara, which I printed below the Mishnah, it says it's talking about Erev Pesach. Question about doing the luck on Erev Pesach. We know that after 12 noon, you're not supposed to do the luck on Erev Pesach. Other than you can do a halavoy. I work. I know the very young. After Chatzos, Erev Pesach. But that's all right. And a little bit of a deeper doubt. It's proper not to do the luck. That's why the five points is fake. The fake people think about Holocaust and the Shiva. They think that on Friday of Shiva, you can get up early Chatzos in a week. Not correct. It's just fake. People mean to get up and cut those, and really, they can't get up on Friday. But you can get up however much time you need to get ready for Shabbat. To get out whatever you need. So, get ready for Shabbat. The idea is to get up and cut those. Not correct. It's fake. It came over because of Erev Pesach. So, Pesach tactics when you think, should you get up and cut those? Because after cut those, as it is a Chalamoy. So, therefore, these are all available. But that's not translated to any other Erev Pesach. Not cut those Erev Shabbat. Matter of fact, I think I once heard that Rav Schwab, one of the lawyers, he but not the mother body. I want to make sure that the citizens want to get up at anyway, so in that discussion, but everybody agrees that the night before, the night of Erev Pesach, don't have those views. You're allowed to do whatever you like the night before. Okay? Not Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said, Halayla Beis Shammai, oh, they still have a fear not to make the up. Still allowed until it's done, but it doesn't differ. It's interesting, the Bar Tanur, the Rabbi Bar Tanur, his parents in that mission, said, hey, what's the thing? You take a look, we'll be not Beis Shammai, it's not here, you can read the background information here, but he's talking about here, Mina da Hava Tainet, Shayom Osir Achil, a lot of those like a Tainet. But only the day is also not the night. Now, wait a minute. The Bar Tanur makes the two say compare. They fill a sheet that they fill a set of the Mishnah, but here in Adhan Eta Hama, until sunrise. He says, like on a Tainet. What do you mean, like on a Tainet? The Mishnah Gemara, there's Gemara Tainet, not to be based on the Mishnah Gemara. Tainet is based on all 27.
Earlier than sunrise,
we have any of that. You want to be full disclosure, though. Sugars are our bumps. But hey, it's sugars. Here he says, a guy davened early, okay, before sunrise, was davened early, and was shalom shalom. The Rambam, that's the word, shalom and tarenu, I know some, shalom shalom, I mean, she hit me with power, or a boat, or a drop, and I believe it was shalom shalom. By your thing, they're closing one. So truly, right, is, we should be following the low current, part of my, I made the comment, to daven for no good reason, before sunrise. Show that it's an error of a yotze kolos. We don't have no problem. Let's get this. The story seems to say it's a shot at top only. The only
person is a chayim. Even
though the Russians even see all of the shot at the shot at top. The shot at top. So it's a little bit of a fear. It wouldn't be the first time we see a little bit of a right story. Right, truly, then what they say that the time say that the. He could write better shoes, but she was a rabbit. But anyway, sometimes I do want to put that in. It's interesting, this whole debate, the whole issue of when is the beginning of day, when it's dawn or sunrise, Rob comes out, the one has a story. Very first is the Dona Bible. And he really points out that this confusion is really generated, so to speak, by the Torah itself in perspiration. Because you look in 36, gracious parables, the first day of creation. Or Elohim, he or, et cetera, right? And by our Elohim, or Kitov, et cetera, by Yigwe Elohim, lo or yol, for the Chosha Karolayla. The implication of that pasuk is that what is defined as day, or what is defined as night? Darkness. So it's got nothing to do with it. If you have some air, may not be out, but it's light out, it's the rest of the year. So if it's light, for example, after dawn, it's light. Or after the sunset, it's still light, especially if the summer has been light for quite a while, okay, that's still full day. On the other hand, on the fourth day of creation, when the sun was created, it says, I don't know, keep the Hebrew oath for Kiyosh HaMayim, it says, Zalat is the sign. Why is the Havdo Ben Hayom Ben Halayla? There it says that the Ma'oros are going to sing the Kiyosh HaMayim today. And it's Vahil HaMayim for Kiyosh HaMayim, it says, look, it says, I am. Now, so Kiyosh HaMayim was Kadol, it's a Ma'or HaGadol, Mishav Hayom, which implies the definition of Yom Laila is the presence or lack of presence of the sun. So that's going to make a difference. That's the verse says that's the confusion that I emanate right over there. The Rashbam in the Parish of the Chumash, there in Parakalpha, the alliteration, deals a little bit. He says, after sunrise, Adayin Gemar Halayla Chilzeh, Mamish Ein Yadoah. Kibar Hei Tachama, the Gavra Hayom Chilzeh, Mamish Lodah, Kibar Shkiyah Tachama, Nefet Pohobah. He also mentioned that this is a hard point distinction. The Maitre, the 10th of 38, the Maitre, the Maharar says, the Tzvila, the Rahim, who takes that test, the Shah Tatkar, he goes, she's terrible, has to be there. Absolute Shah Tatkar. I don't forget that. The Shah Tatkar, she's terrible, has to be there. One's got to go on a trip. Plane's leaving. Got to leave early. Comes up. Not so infrequent. Okay, a guy leaves, so we've got to go. So Yochol is follow Mishalav Roshah. He can daven after dawn. Okay. The Yomtiv is Kriyishma. We should wait for Kriyishma till later. Okay. And even though it's going to have to miss the Lutzil, I don't know if they're all right. But he says. But he says daven after dawn. Shatat Hat. That's what. Now the later on in the Shulchan Aruch in the preparation page 9 of the word, right? I have other liquor from the Gilbert Lila that I've got from the Yom. Okay, so Yom, Mana, Koyom, Behaneita, Chama, and Tokayom. Really should wait till sunrise to read the daytime reading of the Gilbert. But Vinkara, Mishalom, and Shachar Yom. It doesn't say Shachar Kak, like the Mishabura does. Mishabura, in the preparation page 9 of the Gilbert, says, by Ones, that Ones, kind of a stress. So that's what seems to be the same. I just want to discuss now when exactly is on the shop. Summarize, we know it. But the further question is, full bowl of the sun, we assume that he's crazy. The first bowl of the sun. At what time is
anything which
is right. Now, yes. But anyway, I just want to discuss a little what exactly is dawn. So, there is a sugi of sun. Not again, obey. The sugi there is called a test of shame. We know that if a person took this way from Yerushalayim and could make Yerushalayim, they have an opportunity to bring the Pesach on clear. That's a shame, right? Where? So it says, we have Modi and Bodhi. Okay, Modi and further out. Right? That's the Mishnah. So, Omar Ula, How did Gilmore make this stuff? I'm going to look what he wants. I'm going to people try it. Chamisha is a meal in here. Okay, it's 15 mil. That's exactly what a meal. Now, a meal is a unit of space. Okay, like a mile. It's not a mile. But a meal, yeah, not a mile. Okay, so a meal is a distance of space. Okay? And the Gemara says, because Hama Mahal Kodam Vayom is a sort of parso. The average person can walk in a day 10 parso. A parso is 4 mil. So it's 40 mil during they can walk. And it says, Me'alos HaShachar HaNechama is Hamish. From Alos HaShachar, dawn, till Nechama is 5 mil. Likewise, Nishkiya Tachama Tichkom Hamish. Likewise, another end. Okay? It's from Skiya, sunset, till Michael's another 5 mil. So therefore, that's the care of 10. So partial little clause during the day is 30, and the average person travels 30 mil during the course of the daylight hour. Kamesha mitafel of Pavadioma, Kamesha Pavadioma, right? So 50 in the morning, 15. So that's why the Bodhiyin, which is 15, that's the cutoff. Okay, that's the suit. So according to Ula, again, the Koka Rashi, that's called Barak Koka. Okay, that's the suit of himself. But what's interesting to us is, number one, this idea that a person travels 40 mil a day. The average person, average price, average about here. But according to Ula, 5 mil from the sunrise to the dawn. That was the end of the day, that's what I was talking about. Today, that late night, 5:30.
Yeah,
that's correct. Now,
let's see, correct.
So, I'm going to read the rise, I'm not going to read the whole rise. Now, the next moment, starting out of our point, okay, Roman says, also, the Romans want something else, talking about, guy, I don't know what they thought, but he also says, second line, 43, this is Tzachim Tzachim Tzachim, Kama Mahalach Adam Ben Riyom, Ezra Parsa, same thing, 10 Parsa, Parsa, 4 mil, so 40 mil. Melos HaShav, it looks like Ula, Melos HaShav, Arhaim, Tzachim 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 Tzachim, fine. However, Mesre, this is important, Yehuda Omer, get a different thing, get a couple of a different diatheses, but he holds, which is the key for us, is, Melos HaShachar Reim Tachama Arbor. He holds that from dawn to sunrise is 4 mil, not 5. Okay? And from Shkia to say it's also Arba, which means the left of the 32, and it says Yud to the Rabba, Yud to the Ula, Yud to the Rabba. Okay, now, how does all this help us? How long is the meal? That's the million dollar question. Okay? In other words, we know that according to some of the Rabba, but they're rejected. So according to the Tana of Yehuda, from dawn to sunrise is 4 mil, not 5 mil. Okay, it's 4 mil. Wow, the meal. So the Chumat Hadeshin, look at 45, he says, the Shear Mill reveals Shah, the Shear Mill is 1/4 of an hour, that's 15 minutes, plus Chelek Esrim in HaShah, 120, plus 120 for an hour, which is 3. All right, so 15 plus 3, 18 minutes. Okay? But the Cheshbo Mahalach of Vanity, etc., etc. The Truth Hadeshin says the distance of a mill is 18 minutes. That's the amount of time to take the person to walk the field, 18 minutes. So, in halacha, when we've seen that it's an X amount of time, so do the math. So, from we assume that from dawn until sunrise is 4 meals, and it's 4 meals, times 18 is 72. That's how long it is. From, I think that's how many of the standard Ruach spring, and then the shul, the electronic calendar, usually sunrise, dawn is 72 minutes before based on this, where do you get that cheshbon? Figure out, if I'm talking about it, because he said it, from some, based on the Gemara that Pesachim, we just saw it, so from sunrise to sunset, from dawn until nightfall is 40 mil, okay? So that's what Gemara said, well, 10 times, so 40 mil. So, not four at the beginning, 40 mil, and he said there are 12 hours. So do the math, 12 hours, so 40 mil is 18 minutes. Right, there's 1 mil, 18 minutes. Right, so 12 hours is 720 minutes. Right, 12 hours is 720 minutes. So this will come down to 7 minutes. So that's how I get it, 18 minutes. Okay, and that's what the mil is, 18 minutes. The Rambam in the Parish on Mishnah, Brachas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, also seems to agree. Okay, it says Amura Shaka Hu Amura Arab Kiva Boker before you're at the older Alos Hashemesh Kishah Bechomesh Yashah Hashah. It's an hour and 1/5 of the 12. an hour. Well, so, then we but the Rambam also there seems to agree. The problem with the Rambam is the Parashat Mishnah problem. The problem is that the Rambam and the Parashat Mishnah Pesachim are Bill of Mishnah Beis, and by the way, this year of Bill is relevant to four, is relevant to the big cover. How long does it take for the Bill to come from it? The year of Bill. So, again, we assume 18 minutes, not 18 years, not 18 and nothing, so like that. Okay, that's where this comes from. The Rambam, the Parashat Mishnah there, himself in Parashat Mishnah Beis, right? There he says, what is a meal, right? How much is the like a chametz there? Kidei she'halech adam ragov halof ben a meal echad. Who kidei shnei chum she'shah, you know, shol she'shah. Two-fifths. Okay, well, one-fifth of the minute is 12, right? 12 is 55. The two-fifth is 24. So the Rambam here, and the Hilchos Kor depends on Parakela. The Rambam seems to say the shear of a meal is 24 minutes, not 18. I probably got that as follows. He said, and again he agreed, the Gemara says 40, but he said the 12 hours go not from dawn to nightfall, as the possession says. You count all that time and divide 40 into 720. Okay, it's the 720 goes to 32, because you don't count the 4 mil of before sunrise and the 4 mil of after sunset. It's only 32 mil that go into 720, because that comes out to
I mentioned before that the question, well, why, you never talk about a minute, it's a point. I
So in any event, the three sheep that have a mill, right? 18 minutes, 22.5, 18 minutes is the possession of this, 22.5 is the drone's question, then the space up, and 24 is the rabba, at least a couple of things. So Shulchan Aruch says, well, it is east of the lower apex for this space. Again, he writes, Shir Bill Hal Revishah, the Chedek Mechnesha, class 8, 1/4 of an hour, 8 plus 120, 8 plus 18 minutes. Shulchan Aruch Rav, Balatanya, there, he says, nevertheless, there's something, he says, Shir Bill Hal Revishah, the Chedek Hesi, okay, quotes that, but then he says that that's only an average person, an average time of year, and he mentions that it's not a bad thing to not for 24 minutes, it's more like Rav, but okay. Again, I'm not going to read all this. The Mishnah Brura says openly in 52, the Tafna says the Tafna Tzvah, Pana Rabbi Yishaw, who Yud Ches Minutin. Okay, the Mishnah Brura says 18 minutes. Okay? And he points out the Bir Halacha, that you have other areas of Halacha. For example, the Leah, how long it when the meat dips the salt, they make the blood out. It's also Shear Mill. The Mishnah Brura points out, or by Pesach, he's also very father. And he says, that's the Merubah, you mean, the quote that comes from Avraham. That's the Merubah, that it became common as to why the 24, it wasn't 24 minutes, it was a big quote. Today, the math is going to take 30 would be 30 seconds, but the other. You're right, the time to make it much time close to 8. Why? Today, we're not. Today, but it's only going to have less precise. You look at Hilton Falicha, and your day is in the summer. Shear Shahir Mila Eno Papa say Hill of Bill. Okay. And which is who can they shish shaw the cure? About a third of an hour. So 20 minutes, 18 minutes, about a third, close to a third of an hour. So okay, anyway, that's how we have over there. Just to finish off, so we know that therefore now we assume most people assume that dawn, sunrise, 8 minutes, 4 mil. Okay, so 18 minutes times 472. That's how I said that many laws. Other people who would just show money as they're also some fancy little astronomical, you know, olives from the order. Right. It's a different sheet. But the standard thing, I think, when we look around here, was not a fair start, except limited for somebody. That's usually what's discussed. We know there are other business, though, which are permitted. That there are different times. For example, the morning Kriya Shema doesn't seem to connect either on dawn or on sunrise. Because it says in the Mishnah, it says in the name of Zachar Shema Mashachit, Vishayakir, that's in another time, a new time. Vishayakir, Ben Chedel Zalava, or somewhere, Ben Chedel Kaisi, I see that distinguish between blue and white, or green, which is later. Okay, or Rashi, Taylor, greenish color. evangelical Christian speaker. Anyway, I'm about to turn the channel, and I heard the guy say, and it says in the Talmud, and I was intrigued. What did the guy say? He said, you know, the talk in the Talmud, when should a person pray? Because one rabbi said, it's light enough out to tell the people of light. And another rabbi said, between blue and green. So he said, another rabbi said, I don't know. He said, another rabbi said, she made this type of, But then one rabbi said, no one can approach God, recognize your friend. And you can see another person recognize God. That's a good question. Then you can approach God. You can see someone. That's my friend. Anyway, so you can learn something from everybody. Okay? Tfillin is kacherim. That's the sign of tfillin. Now, tfillin might be harsh name, but apparently tfillin also is neither sunrise nor dawn. It's also mishiyakirim by tfillin. Okay? And basikim, we know that they would take 5 minutes before sunrise, and they're the tools just to be able to finish time for sunrise. Fine. We all know that's more important. Tfillin is also early, it's also its own time, mishiyakirim. And also, one second, tfillin. Okay, if you look at source number 60, okay, the Rambam writes in the Sittah, you can wait at Sittah tonight also. We don't make the bracha until Misha Yakir. So this time of Misha Yakir has halakhic implications both for Talos and so on. And we know many people down there early, but they say that they can't put on Talos and so on. And it's not. Put on Talos and so on. I don't do that. Especially the fun. Some of people later. So I think that's sort of work. They start to the dinner or they start by telephone letter and then put on the talent so then because you have to wait for the month to be sure you have it. And they chose to explain the test of the Gimel. He chose to explain why is the system. He says, I don't know why system is lumped in here because the Gemara mentioned the Shiakir and the Mishnah. The Gemara uses filling, system is never brought in. But he says in the summer, they quote to many others because it's different also because you have to say the third parsha of the system. It says we're Easter also, so therefore you have to be able to see. That's how the they chose. So therefore it says the Shulchan Aruch, we look at it, until the Shulchan Aruch is the Gimel, they must have a synthesis to Shiyakir, Pele Shabbat Lozho, the Lord show, the Alosha Shabbat Lozho, the Yesh Om Devarachu, the Chayn Noach. If you don't take it, put it on, you can make a bracha. But further than that, let's say tzlichas. Put on talis, a little more tzlichas, then you should make the bracha. You should feel it. But, yeah, I don't want to read all the details here. As for tefillin, Rambam also writes, Paradal of the good. Line 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 of the good. Why is tefillin only during the day? Because the rabbi, I'm going to preach this, but that's the night. But the rabbi says, Yomim Yomim, that's the first point of partial. Shemartas and Gazos, Yomim Yomim, the Mazam, and the Kukas, who is the Tillin. And that's why there's certain days there's no Tillin, like Shabbat method, or night, there's no Tillin. Okay? When can you put on Tillin? Again, Mishiyira, Mishiyaka, Mishiyira, Tavira, Arba Abba. Okay, that's in the Rambam. And I think Pasim Shomar as well, because Mohammed, Alex, Mana, Poker, etc. However, Steve Gimel, he does say, what if a guy has to leave early? Put someone on, and you can wear them, and then when it comes time, you just move them, you do something, you put it on. Okay? But now, someone so, but why is someone also? The someone also has to do with sleeping. But the reason you're always so nice, the reason you're always so nice is because you're afraid you're going to fall asleep. Okay, and
the role of a puzzle is probably partially double. The role
role called Amir Arakim. Ron Huff has good. He says, the role called Amir Arakim, Shem Hashem, Bikro, Lechon, and Gwarak, and Russia, and the Tulsa Mirosh. Tulsa Mirosh is Tulsa Yadam, not visible. Sure, it's completely covered. Tulsa Mirosh is visible, and people see that. All of you will stand for their book, that's probably seeing, it's going to tell. It's Yadam, that's why it's over there. Finally, Kriyash myself, in the Ramon Pastor, Parakawa, Lachim, and Aleph, it's also she asked that it was quarter made of Amma Kadesh, Dipo, Dipo, Bora, Hori, Iman, Eta, Amma, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's the best time to say Kriya Shema, right? And Bishayakar means Taber Harom Yom Al-Tzad. The Milchat Tifawa. It's a friend, you know, not your best friend, but somebody you have something to acquaint with, recognize, okay? And he says, if you didn't read it, then you can finish it. If you didn't read it, then you can read it until you can. I just want to stop it until you can. Is allowed to read it a little bit earlier, as long as after Amud HaShachar Yom Tov B'Yevam. I'll just end by noting at the very bottom exactly how far I think the Tzemach Chayim Kavachayim starting from the Tzemach Chayim Kavachayim writes that Shalayim the bit of the time of Mishayaki says in Shalayim the minig is an hour before. Okay, but that's what he's, I don't know if that's today in Shalayim. But Moshe Feinstein, then we can assume right, Ela Dallas can vote or time. That Tisha Yanti, that he got up with time, really, Tisha Yanti told us more, but Tisha Yanti, Harvey Thomas, the Amin Bahirim, I examined myself on certain clear days, we shared about it, me, in my humble opinion, Eric Lamed, hey, why are we in the new thing called Elon Musk? No, I think it was because that was the He said it was a certain clear day, so he went out and looked, and he closed 35 or 40 minutes before that project started. I'm not sure if it's different. I think that's usually what the difference is here, but it's not one of the Shiites. We have these different parts, but now we're going to stand at that yellow. The talent is still in time. You can say this one as a secret. Right? Actually,